All right, this is 102.7 Rain Country Radio, and we're going to go ahead and start the interview a little early. And I'd like to welcome Marie Strain to KRNN 102.7 and Crazy Bone. Are you guys there?
What's up, bro?
I'm happy to talk to you, man. I have a lot of questions, man. I really don't know where to start with them. So I just go and talk about your new mixtape, man. It's coming out, or is out. Is that correct?
No, it's coming out. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
Okay. And I noticed that when I look at you, some of the titles of your songs, that they're usually on spiritual levels, you know, like titles like Chasing the Devil and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Are you very spiritual?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm very much into the word, you know, and you know, just you know, we always had like a, you know, like a kind of spiritual tone in our music, like even back in the day, you know. So it just pretty much been with us like our whole career. You know, we always was pretty conscious of, you know, the world and what's going on in the world, and you know, real familiar with the Bible scripture. So, you know, it just carried on for all these years.
Okay. That's good. Everybody needs God, man. And one of the things that impresses me about you being the entertainer you are, I've listened to your music all my life, and I love your music. But one of the things that I seem to get when I seem to get the mission for your life entertainment, it's not just to get paid, you know, like everybody else. You're actually doing things out there to like help other artists to get established, as well as educate them, and that deserves a lot of props. Would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, man. You know, I basically have a program. It's called Conquer the Industry. You know, where I you know, enlighten aspiring artists, you know, artists that's trying to get into the game, you know, like trying to get into the business. You know, basically like let them know the ins and outs, you know, the do's and don'ts, and you know, try to you know, give them that knowledge, so when they walk into it, you know, they're not just walking into it like blindly, and you know, at least they have some kind of knowledge of it, because you know, the music industry and the people who work in it, they're not going to teach you anything. They actually want you to be stupid, you know, like when you come in, because the more the less knowledge you have, the more they'll be able to rob you. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know. And I know what me and my Bone brothers been through in our careers, you know, and I just want to give back to artists and just let them know, you know, like try to help them out a little bit by just giving them a little knowledge of the business.
By educating them.
Exactly.
It's not very much education going out there, you know. So, like I said, for you to be able to do that, man, it props go out to you, man, because a lot of people wouldn't take the time, you know.
Thanks a lot, bro.
No, thank you. Thank you. I want to touch a few quick points on, you got the magic show that you got going out in Vegas. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Man, basically, just going to be down there representing, you know, with the new clothing line, with the new clothing line that we have been promoting. It's called the Life Apparel. You know, we've been, we launched it like maybe a year ago. And, you know, we just really been doing like groundwork. We just really trying to break it, you know, and this year we're going to definitely be at the magic shows, you know, just promoting everything that we have, and just trying to make it, you know, make the line bigger.
Uh-huh. That's good. And you also are doing tours also.
Oh, yeah. Definitely getting ready to go on the road starting next month, you know, so I'll be like coming to, man, I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to be all over the nation. I'm actually going to the UK in November. You know, so I'm gonna be moving like this at the end of this year. I'm gonna be moving all around. So
you're gonna be doing that thing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, and we're about to play one of the tracks off of the new mixtape called Vanilla Lights, and it's a band that you are helping or mentoring, a three boy band. Is that?
Yeah. No, they actually produced the track. You know, LS1. You know. They actually produced the track. They're singing on the hook and everything, you know, and they they passed the track down to me, you know, and I was filling the track, so, you know, I hopped on it, and, you know, just that's what I came up with.
Okay. You want to hang out while I play about a minute of that?
Yes,
for
sir,
our
yes,
listeners?
Sir.
All right, thank
All
you.
Right.
We're going to play it right now.
Sky. Then you get up and go fly and go so high. Nobody can ever bring you down, not even gravity, it's all in your mind. So I'ma keep rising up to the top, stick to the grind, it's never gonna stop. I'm sick with the rhyme, that's all a nigga got. I'm moving against time and time, I don't got, gotta make mine pop. And I do it with divine devotion when I strategize, put the design in motion, get it organized. It's like I'm blind and focused and I hear they can't break my style. So the lights, they shine as I take flight. Get it early in the morning and then I break night. Living my life, I can never take light. And all of my wrongs, I can never make right. So a nigga just breathe, breathe,
I'm free as a dove.
All right. I didn't want to stop listening to that. But you guys made me, you want to talk about that a little bit? I like that. I like that beat, man. That's a sick beat.
Yeah, man. It was definitely like some nice production. Like I said, LS1, you know, NGU production. You know, they came through with that track. You know, and the song is basically like, you know, just like trying to, just talking about, you know, like being in the spotlight, you know, like things you got to do, you know what I'm saying, like being in the spotlight, how it is. It's a mixture of a lot of things in the song if you just listen to it. You know, a lot of people take different messages from it. So, I mean, it is what it is.
All right. I'm just curious. Is it okay for me to play this song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't want you to.
Well, right now, it's not a good mix. I would probably say, you know, let us kind of mix it down and stuff like that, and we'll definitely give you the exclusive because this is kind of like an upcoming single project.
All right.
The one that I want you to play in entirety really is Explosive. That's one coming out of a 6-tape.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to give too much away, but, you know, like Crazy Bone fans, you know, they want it now. So, yeah, definitely. So that definitely is one of our single projects coming up, so that's why it's kind of a small break. It's not really 100% finished. But it was just a sneak preview for you guys.
All right, I won't play it then. you guys want to go ahead and hit Explosive? You want me to go ahead and play that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go.